But to set the table for the Ravens game, let's head out to the Maryland Live Casino where Kirk and Wendy, I think, were out there last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dennis Pitta. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear, had a real riveting, interesting conversation.
Do you remember when it was like five years ago, Scott Reardon, everybody right. told me he looked like you, but when he was like more fit and tan?
He looks like you after a bender.
Scott Reardon?
Screw you, Wendy. Yeah, from the morning, show.
Justin Scott and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody said you guys look similar.
I remember that. And I'm not even sure I know what he looks like.
You are definitely like the younger, hotter version. No offense to Scott. However,
well, I'll be over here killing myself.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like tall, dark hair.
Kind of insulting, smile. But okay. I get it.
I said you're the younger, hotter version.
He's got way more beak than you've got.
Dude, Scott is going to kill me.
He can smell what the rock is cooking.
Hey. All right. Yeah, I mean, I see a little bit there. Yeah.
F you, Wendy. Look in an effing mirror.
Oh, my
F
God.
F you, Kirk.
Oh.
I'm going to jump off a goddamn building today because I've just been nothing but a bully.
Cyberbullying.
Scott
the
got
man
cyberbullying.
Car wash, I got bullied. I get bullied for being a little bit chunky nowadays. I think I got a big nose.
Now you got Pitta going in
I think it's Pitta who should say.
Pitta's banned from the show.
I'm impressed. I like the comparison.
Because he looks like him. And Scott's never said he looks
Kirk
exactly.
Kirk's got a little bit more beak than you. Whatever, Kirk. Go sing in your stupid Tom Petty cover band. Loser.
Yay! Mike, set it up. Shogun, preliminary amateur fight.
No, I'll put my money on Scott Reardon. No disrespect, man. He's got some good training from some nut job coaches in Long Island, man. I know those guys.
I'm a pussy, like Keith. I can't fight. I got nothing going for me, okay? Let's everybody pile
hey man,
on.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
Well, he's got Lowell right? going in about his nose from a pretty nice photo of him in Hogan. And then now he's got Afternoon Drive getting in his ass. And don't even get me started on what he's going with the mug.
Wait, he's got Lowell is actually...
It's pile on Scott week, apparently.
Come on, man.
And I ain't settling for it.
Whatever. So, this is what I look like.
I'm
this is
you.
Who I am.
I am going to my grave defending Scott
Reardon. What are you
going to
do? All right, look. This is what I look like. This is who I am.
You're a good-looking guy, man.
No, I'm not, Keith. Thank you, but I'm not.
Hey, all you have to do...
I got to lose some weight, okay?
Pull a picture of your bride out and say, you know what? You're all jealous and envious. So... So, hey, here's what they can do. Suck it all, right?
Yeah.
Suck it and take it. You suck it and take it. You suck it and take it.
I'm telling you, man. I'm with you, Scott Reardon. I got your back on this one, baby.
They should do what, Keith, one more time?
They can all suck it.
All right. Now I got a clean one, Mike, if you could please get that in there.
You're kind of going at Kirk and Wendy, but I feel like Pitta was the one that took
the play it again.
Shot.
What
Dennis,
did he say?
Well, Dennis is going along for the ride. I don't know what Dennis is saying.
Please play that one more time.
It was like five years ago, Scott Reardon, everybody told me he looked like you, but when he was like more fit and tan.
He looks like you after a bender.
Scott Reardon?
Yeah, from the
morning
show.
He does the morning show. Justin Scott and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody said you guys look similar.
I remember that. And I'm not even sure I know what he looks like.
You are definitely like the younger, hotter version. No offense to Scott. However, that's a bad picture, but...
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like tall, dark hair.
Kind of insulting, smile. But okay. I
no,
get it.
I said you're the younger, hotter version.
He's got way more beak than you've got.
Dude, Scott is going to kill me.
He can smell what the rock is
Come
cooking.
On.
That's Scott Reardon.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I see it a little bit there. Right. Yeah.
Man, come on.
Everybody trying
to be wise, man. Just trying to be wise.
Uh-huh.
Trying to be flip. Trying to be cool. Trying to be hip.
Pitta is banned. That's it. He is off the show. We'll probably talk to him next Monday at 7:20 just to see how the Thursday game
goes. I can't wait to talk to him now after this.
We'll talk to him Thursday, and we'll have him on live at the... At the tent next Sunday, we'll straighten it
out. It's about time. We were mad at a Raven instead of
Scott Reardon. You need to come to the pregame show at M&T Bank next Sunday. Come on up, sit right next to him. You guys will
screw Pitta.
Kill him.
Yeah,
whatever.
Hell yeah. Oh, will they let someone that looks like Scott in, or is it only for the beautiful people?
Oh,
I didn't make it up.
No,
it's not like I said I look like Dennis Pitta. I've never walked around and said I look like Dennis Pitta. But when I've had multiple people come up to me in parking lots and go, hey, are you Dennis Pitta? And I go, no, I'm not. But thank you for the effing compliment.
Absolutely.
It's happened multiple times.
Yeah, as it should. You're a good looking guy, man.
Oh.
And again, all you have to do is pull out a
cell phone picture of your bride, and they will say, and they'll bow down to you on the sidewalk and say, can I kiss your shoes, my man?
All right, but then what happens if she leaves me tomorrow, Keith? Then what happens? Then what do I have? Nothing.
But she's not.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that.
You got a beautiful little girl.
Okay, that's the one thing I have.
You're killing it, man.
The wife is one thing. The daughter.
Listen,
I mean, we can if you want.
I learned a long time ago, man. Those who criticize are envious and jealous. Don't worry about it.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I'm telling you, man.
Listen.
Those who criticize
Keith,
want what you have.
I have
big
breasts.
Boy.
I've never run from this. I have a big nose.
So what?
Newsflash. I've had a big nose my entire effing life.
Roman.
My mother came to me as a child and said, look, if you want to get a nose job, we'll pay for it. This is the truth. And she goes, and we'll take care of it because my mother had a nose job. Mm-hmm. This is where I get it. It's all from you, Rita. Son of a bitch!
Damn.
And she offered. I should have just got the effing nose job when I was like 16. I wouldn't be dealing with any of this crap. Is it?
Shot fired! Oh, he's taking it out of the trash.
Wouldn't be dealing with any of this.
Oh God!
Never would have had
it. Should have just did it.
Hey, never
I said, you know what? I'm not selling out. I'm gonna live with it, Keith. This is who I am. This is the way I was
born. Hey, Scotty.
This is my heritage. This is my grandfather.
Yeah!
I'm gonna live with it.
Yeah!
And now I get goddamn ridiculed on the daily for it. I have a big nose. I've had it since I was 16. Okay, maybe I have breasts and love handles, and I should probably lay off the carbs and sugar. That's my own fault.
He's got a huge donger.
Yeah, I mean, he's got
that, man. Trust me, you could give me a lazy eye and replace my left hand with a lobster claw if I could have that schwanze is underneath
broke
of there.
The garbage can.
The garbage can's so broken. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You actually, you really were kicking that?
Oh, hell yeah. Look at the trash can. Look at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Kick the monitor now.
Hey, you knew that fault here is Ozzie Newsome for drafting Dennis Pitta. If the Patriots or someone else would, it wouldn't have been a problem.
What were you thinking, Ozzie?
Come on, Oz. Hey, I got your back, man.
Yeah, don't worry about me, Keith. Don't worry about me. You won't be seeing much more of me.
You know, cancel Livewire because he's just too hideous to be on camera.
No, gotta get, come on. Now more than ever, you
heard
need
him.
It.
We got to
so
pull
they can
all
see
the
true Scott
Reardon,
the sensual, kind Scott Reardon.
Whoa, take it away, Keith. Well, at least you have a healthy hip, Scott.
Whatever, with a good right foot, man. Hey, if Justin Tucker ever goes down, we got a kicker right now, baby, because that trash can. Looks like a crease in my forehead right now.
Steve
That's what that
says,
grass looks
hey,
like.
Hey, I have a strong record of heterosexuality, but man to man, Scott, I would let you hit this. You're giving yourself way too little credit. Look at that beautiful wife. You're a piece of ass.
See, that's how, like, I'm... My value is through my beautiful
wife. Of course
wife.
It is. Uh-huh. That's being a
that's
guy.
That's not me, though. Do that's not... another human being who I just happened to marry.
It's because he's laying lumber, kid.
But
laying big pipe.
But don't ever... ever think that that's not part of it.
He's got a pork ICBM.
Yeah,
he's got that trouser viper.
All right.
The best years are behind me.
Best years are behind. How old are you?
I'm just going to get fatter.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
It's a fact.
Don't let him win, man. You can't let him win.
I'm done.
When you sound like that, they win.
Yeah.
If you say, you know what? Hey, all of you, here's what you do. Right here, Scotty. Scotty, look
right
here.
Not everybody can be Kirk McEwen.
Look at me. Go. Here's what you do.
Oh.
Turn around and walk away and said, you wish you were me, baby, just to be compared remotely to Dennis Pitta.
Not everybody can be the Adonis radio god that is Kirk McEwen.
He's an easy-to-look-at guy. Kirk is a handsome fella.
I mean, I feel like Pitta was the one dripping with tone in this thing. I mean, Kirk and Wendy were just trying to...
What are you talking about? He said one thing. He goes, well, that's a bit of a...
He was caught in the middle, man.
He was caught in the middle. Wendy and Kirk were driving his train down his tracks.
Kirk was the one that was... He was the one.
Well, this should make a fun quarterly meeting upstairs. Scott's just staring lasers through his coworkers.
Hey,
that's fine. I don't know who
don't
Wendy
shoot the
ain't
messenger.
Got a hair on her ass.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I loved Wendy, too. You know, I loved you, Wendy. I loved you.
I loved you. And then
Wendy,
you turned your back on me.
You're done.
It was you, Wendy. It was you all along.
Louie and Johnny and Bobby coming down to see you, Wendy.
Get the cannolis.
You know, there
anyways,
was some sports
let's move
going
on
last night,
can we
so we'll
move
talk
on.
About
Jeez,
it.
We got down this. Look at this. 47 after. 40, yeah. 40.